seemed like that was the kind of game that was playing the way you wanted to for a lot of it, just some breakdowns and the wrong time.
I thought we played good. I mean, if you go back and look at the game, we had just as many chances that we could have scored on. We had a turnover in the neutral zone. They go back, they score. You know, they pull their goalie, they win a faceoff, they score. So, I mean, that's a good team. That's one of the best teams that we've played all year. We talk about it. We talked about Bogosian. We talked about, even though Enstrom wasn't in there, and Bufflin and the guys that joined, and that's how they got the first goal. So, good 2 points for us.
Was that a playoff game, Coach?
It was loud. It was a great atmosphere, and it was one of the quickest games I've been involved in. So, it was a track meet for sure.
Did you have to try and rein your players in after the second? It was starting to get pretty fast and loose physically out there.
Yeah, they were physical. I think they always hit a 16-4 in the first period, but, they're pretty quick. So we just tried to stay D-side. I mean, you know, just going through their last few games, we knew how quick they were and how they advanced the puck. So, overall, we just – every period we talk about our habits and the details that we want to continue to establish as we move throughout the game. So, we did a good job. I thought both teams had good chances.
Power play, just feel like it.
Me and we got a shot. It was not very good. It's too calculated. Probably changes coming if we don't get it together. But you saw exactly what a power play should do. They won the draw. They move it east-west. They shoot. They converge. It's in the back of our net. So you got to take something from that. It doesn't matter if it was 6-on-4. It's the same method that we have to make sure that we get pucks to the net.
What do you love about playing on the road? At least it seems you love.
I don't know. I can't answer that. We've been asked that question a lot. Don't know. I mean, right now, every period counts. You know, every shift counts. We just got to make sure that we stay focused. We enjoy this one and move on to Carolina.
You've seen a guy like Kyle, who's never really been in games like this before, raising his level. Obviously, the whole line's raising his level, but also raising his battle level and challenging a guy to fight. Not that you necessarily want to see that.
Right.
But this is a different side of him, almost.
Yeah, he's a leader. He wears an A. And I know people talked about him getting off to a slow start at the beginning of the year, but Kyle is a high-character guy. He's got good leadership qualities, and he's going to battle for his teammate. He's going to line up and try to win his battles. He's going to fight for the guy in the room next to him and across from him, and that's what you love about him and our guys on our team right now. But he's elevated his game, and that's the Kyle that we're going to need down the stretch.
It's nice to see you get scoring from three lines going, into the playoffs.
We're going to have to. I mean, last year and a few years, we've been a one-line team with Johnny's line. But, we're starting to believe in how we need to play offensively, what we do with the puck, how we play with the puck, how we play without the puck. That's leading to our offense. And, right now that we're going to need the guys to continue to contribute for us to be successful.
How do you think Brian looked?
I thought he was good. I thought Brian, you come into a game against probably one of the quickest teams in the league. And I know the shots didn't indicate that in the first period, but they come and they come hard, they come quick, they puck protect down low, they got big bodies, they're deer active. And I thought Brian, for his first game back against a quality team, handled himself real well.
Thanks, Coach.